Hello, this is William Hemphill. I am the owner of Faith and Family Empowerment, host of the Faith and Family Matters podcast, and I am a pastoral counselor. I want to talk a little bit about what to do when anxiety comes. And I'm going to just share a story from my life. It was last year, I think it might have been early spring or early fall. And my wife and I, we were with another couple that we love very much. We've been friends for decades. We went to celebrate our anniversaries together. And as part of our anniversaries, we had gone to the Grand Canyon. And we decided to walk the glass bridge on the Grand Canyon as part of our activities. Now, I'll just go ahead and say this. I am very scared of heights. I'm a tall guy, but tall guys, sometimes we have higher centers of gravity. And so because of that, I have to be careful because it can be easy for me to tip over different things and stuff like that. So I'm scared of heights just to begin with. And we decided to go on this glass bridge. And I'll tell y'all, I was very, very nervous. My heart was beating fast. My skin was a little bit sweaty. In other words, I was very anxious. Those were some of the physical signs of my anxiety. My heart beating fast, my palms were getting sweating, different things like that. There were also some emotional signs. I think someone bumped into me while I was getting ready for the bridge, and I was like, get the heck out of my way. And somebody else did something. Oh, can I get across? And I'm kind of looking at them and I'm glaring at them with some anger in my eyes. Because the truth is, I was scared out of my wits. So, we had to take our shoes off, put these footies on. You got to take all your camera equipment and all your electronics off and do that. Then you wait in line and you go to the bridge. And the closer I get to the bridge, the more nervous I get. You finally get to this entranceway where they open the door. And you can't go on the bridge yet because they regulate how many people are there. But you got to step and freeze. And so you're already stepping on the bridge, but you're not on the part that's over the canyon yet. And so you're calling people one at a time to come forth. And I remember sitting there before my next step, and man, not only was my heart beating fast, not only was my palms sweaty, but my knees were shaking. And finally, it was my time to step on the bridge. I take about three deep breaths. I'm singing Amazing Grace in my head. And then I'm stepping, slowly walking. And as I'm walking, I'm looking at this bridge that's clear and it's actually solid enough to hold me, but you don't see anything. And so I'm shaking. I'm shaking. And I'm stopping that right there because this is one of the lies of anxiety. Oftentimes, our fears appear bigger than they have to be. My eyes were telling me one thing, that I'm going to fall down and I'm going to be dead on this thing. But the truth was, the bridge was solid enough to hold me and a bunch of other people with no problem. So that's the thing I want to let you know is that our fears can lie to us at times, and my anxiety was lying to me. But I'm still stepping on this bridge, and I'm moving snow, and finally the guy says, hey man, don't look down. Look straight ahead. And so I shift my focus from looking down to the bottom of that chasm to straight ahead. And it starts to calm me some. Here's the second part in dealing with anxiety. Sometimes you just gotta focus on the right thing. So long I was as I was focused on that ground and falling into that canyon, it was hard to move. But when I lifted my focus up and began to focus somewhere else, some of my anxiety calmed down. Then I began to be able to move. I could start to look around. Now, my wife was cool. Our friends were cool. As a matter of fact, one of my friends, she was walking back and forth and they're just having fun doing everything else. So I'm like, what's going on with them? They act like this is nothing. Don't compare your journey. We're all scared of different things. That couple was not afraid of heights at all. As a matter of fact, she was walking around back and forth, having fun, looking down and everything else. And me, even as I look forward to, I'm holding on to the bar. We get to a point. Turn around and take a picture. I turn slowly to take a picture. My height becomes a little bit of a factor. I'm like, I don't think I want to be looking pales on this thing. And everybody's doing that and they're shifting their stuff. And all I'm thinking is, let's hurry up and take this picture. Okay, go focus on this other side. I focus back on the inside, calms me down. Then I can come and take a picture. We take these pictures, beautiful pictures. We continue onward. And I slowly make my way across, keeping my focus on the thing. But then sometimes I don't know why, because temptation comes, I'm tempted to look down again. And so I look down and I get scared again. Here's the funny thing. I'm looking down and I'm tapping on this glass, like, is this going to hold me? Is this going to hold me? Is this going to hold me? I can't see it. But yet I was still being helped. Eventually, I made my way through the bridge and all the way around. Here's the thing about it. I like to say anxiety is nothing more than fear. Fear of the unknown or an imagined fear about something that could happen to us. Here's what I found out. When I crossed that bridge and I made it over, I was fine. Sometimes we just have to go and cross the bridge and make it over, and then we will be fine. So, if I left you some tips from our stories, sometimes we got to face our fears. But when we do, most of the time, they are not what we imagined. Eventually, we have to step out and continue to go. Then we have to focus on the right thing, not focus on the falling, but focus on where we're going to. And finally, we keep moving till we get there. Hopefully, this has been helpful to you in dealing with some anxiety. This is William Hemphill, thanking you for joining me today. If you would like to work with me, please go to www.faithandfamilyempowerment.com. If you're interested about speaking engagements, go to www.williamhemphill2.com. Take care. Have a wonderful day.